call SR Services at 223-6577. SR Services, 407 Barry Street in Montpelier, 223-6577.
All right, we are back, and we're going to give a nice storm radio Vermont welcome this morning to a couple of folks here who are from the Family Center of Washington County. Gosh, it seems like it was decades ago. We actually did a broadcast over there when they opened up their new center. Let's give a nice warm Radio Vermont welcome this morning to the Executive Director. Lee Lauber is joining us. Also, Chris Robertson is here in our studios today. Of course, Chris's big claim to fame, other than being a great musician, is that he was the first winner of a computer that we used to give those away on the Mark Johnson Show, and it's still in action.
Absolutely.
All right, Chris, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm really well. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Lee, Lee's on the phone. How's it going?
I am doing well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your audience, and we're delighted to be here in the beginning of March.
Yeah, and it's great that you made it back, like me, yesterday from Florida, right?
Yes, I was there for a vacation.
Yeah, I don't think either one of us would be making it back today.
I think you're exactly right.
So tell us, what's the background? How long has the Family Center of Washington County been around, and why did it start?
Those are good questions. Actually, the Family Center has been around for more than 40 years. We started as an activity of the Vermont College Early Childhood Program as a preschool, which was a training site for students who were working to get an associate's or bachelor's degree in early childhood. And over the past years, especially since the mid-1980s, we have grown and evolved to be a multi-service family support organization. Our mission is to foster the positive growth and development of young children and their families, and we do that through a wide array of services, some of which happen on site here and our facility in Montpelier, including our infant, toddler, and preschool child care. We have play groups for parents and children together. We have parent education activities. We have a wide array of outreach activities that are not happening on site. Usually those are happening in people's homes. And we have services for families with different kinds of strengths and needs. We also provide training for child care providers, assistance to parents to help them pay for child care, and to help them find child care. So there's a lot of things that the Family Center does now in 2014, and we've served last year over 4,300 people. So we touch a lot of lives of families with young children throughout Washington County and the three towns in northern Orange County as well.
Is there one of these in every county?
There is. Vermont actually is the only state that has this kind of comprehensive, we call it the parent-child center. In every region of Vermont, there are 15 parent-child centers, and we form a network. We have a core set of values, and we have a core set of services, and then each program is got its own uniquenesses to be responsive to the community needs. And I tell the legislature and the governor that one of the reasons why Vermont always scores so well in indicators of child well-being for young children is because we have made these investments since the mid-1980s to support these parent-child centers with comprehensive services, and we join the array of other support services for health, education, and early childhood education that are part of Vermont's system.
How do you pay for it all?
That is a never-ending challenge. one of my jobs is to braid a wide array of funding streams together. Some of it is contracts with state government. Some of it is private foundations. Some of it is funding from individuals and community organizations who support the work of the Family Center. And it's a never-ending process. It's actually one step of this process is going to take place tomorrow on town meeting day. We get funding from 23 different towns in central Vermont. So we use that money to support things that our community members tell us are needed that aren't funded by some of the other funding sources that I mentioned. So when you see the family center on your town meeting ballot, please vote yes. It is so important to us to know that the community supports our work. It's uplifting to us to see that support, and it's also really powerful when we can tell other funders how much the community cares about these services by supporting us on town meeting day.
Talking with Lee Lauber, she's the executive director of the Family Center of Washington County. So who are your clients?
Any family with young children is a client of the Family Center potentially. Some of our services are designed for anybody in the community, like playgroups. Chris will tell you about the Dad's Playgroup. These playgroups are free, they're open to everybody, and they're an opportunity for parents and kids to get out of the house, to play together, and to meet other parents of young children. We do an activity called Welcome Baby, again, for any family who has a new baby in their family. We offer the opportunity for a staff person to come out and visit, to bring an array of materials about the services that many community agencies offer for families, and then some of our services are much more specialized. For example, we are the site in Central Vermont for Children's Integrated Services, which is an early intervention program for children who have disabilities, who are under 3 years old. And we collaborate with schools, with home health, with other community agencies to really pull services comprehensively together for children who have that identified special need. So it's really a broad gamut. But any family who has a question about their child's development, who has a question about parenting, should call the Family Center, and we would be happy to answer your questions and hook you up to whatever services would be necessary.
What's the phone number?
The phone number is 262-3292.
Okay.
Also, people can go to our website, which is fcwcvt.org. That's the initials Family Center, Washington County, VT. And they'll be able to see information about our services in more detail and also see information about activities that are coming up really soon in the future, like Family Fun Day on March 15th.
What's the VT stand for? Just kidding.
Right.
Let's bring Chris in on this. So, Chris, thanks for coming in. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Let's talk first about, we've talked about this before in the program. It's such a great idea. The Dad's Playgroup. What's that all about?
Dad's
Sounds
play-
fun.
Oh, it is fun. I've been doing that for 12 years now. My own kids grew up in it. It's like a playgroup during the day, except it's geared towards after hours for dads. It's from 6 to 7:30 every Thursday. At the Family Center at our new building, our early childhood building. I cook a free dinner, usually ready right at 6 o'clock. Dads show up with kids in tow. They eat dinner. Then they can play in our jumpy room, in our story room, and just have a good time. It's not a big therapy group or anything like that. It's just dads and kids getting together and built-in playtime every week. Moms love it because they get an hour and a half every week for themselves. So kick the dads out of the house. Please come to Dad's Playgroup with your kids.
What's the upside of me as a dad bringing my kid to this group? What am I going to gain that I wouldn't gain playing at home?
Well, the big thing about it, and I really got about it too, especially if you're new to Vermont and you haven't connected with anybody, as a parent you can feel really isolated. You're at home and you don't know anybody. You don't know anyone who might have kids. You don't know how to meet them. Can be an awkward situation. Your kids aren't school age yet, so you don't have that built in.
Yeah.
So there tends to be isolation. So I get a lot of dads who come to Dad's Playgroup who don't know anybody, and then they start meeting other dads who come weekly, and their children start becoming friends, and before you know it, you've started a relationship with maybe you both have 2-year-olds or 3-year-olds or kids close in age, and you can start commiserating and helping each other out and start doing play dates with each other. And I think that's the main benefit. You start making those community connections, and my daughter made her best friend with at Dad's Playgroup.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sorry, how many people usually show up for this?
We usually get about 5 to 15, depending on what the weather's like. But it's not too big a group. It's small enough where people can talk and interact, and it's not usually too crazy.
Right. So you're a parent education specialist.
Yeah, as part of one of my hats at the Family Center is that I set up and I teach or facilitate parent education classes. And as we know in modern society now, it's getting more complicated parenting. So I offer a variety of classes, such as my one coming up at Barrie City. It's a new curriculum that I'm going to be doing with my coworker, Claire Kendall, where it's called Parenting for Step Families. And it's not particularly just for step families. It's for parents who might be adoptive parents. They might be single parents, foster parents, any families that have gone through change. And it's a 5-part class that's going to be at Barrie City from 6 to 8 p.m. And if you want any details, you can check out our website that Lee gave you. And also, you can like us on Facebook. You know, we're trying to be all with the 21st century here. Mm-hmm. So like us on Facebook, and I post things regularly there. Our flyers will be there, and I can send those out to you as well.
How do you know what to talk about at that?
How do I know what to talk about at that? Well, this is a new curriculum, but generally the curriculums that we have, active parenting is a set curriculum that we get. There's a workbook that comes with that. So there's a format.
Okay.
That I'm not writing these just for myself. I mean, of course, I bring a lot of my personal experience to being a parent of a now 14 and 8-year-old, as my coworker does, who has older children as well. But whether we're doing How to Talk So Kids Will Listen by Faber-Maslisch, which was a best-selling book, or we're doing 1-2-3 Magic by Dr. Phelan, we take these curriculums and we personalize it for the groups that we get.
Mm-hmm. Lee, how do you one of the things I know that's become of interest at the state level, and I think within private organizations too, is this whole idea of trying to figure out if what you're doing works and trying to measure it somehow. Are you doing that in any way?
Absolutely. Results-based accountability is the words that kind of are the umbrella now in Vermont for making sure that the services that are provided have an impact. And we are asking ourselves three questions. One, how much did we do? The second question is, how well did we do it? And the third question is anybody better off? And what we have learned, Mark Friedman, who is the founder of Results-Based Accountability, has been in Vermont many times over the past couple years, and he's coming back in a few weeks to help us really continue to focus on the is anybody better off. So this is where it's not we had 3 play groups every week. It's what is different in the lives of the parents and the children who came to play groups. So we're identifying the indicators of child well-being that are impacted by the services that we do. For example, Vermont has already, many years ago, probably at least 15, if not 20, identified a set of outcomes that they want for citizens in Vermont. They include things like children are ready for school, youth choose healthy behaviors, children live in safe and stable families, and there are about 15 of those kinds of outcomes. And now each agency in state government and each agency that has contracts with the state is being asked to identify specific impacts that happen because of the service that the agency does that contribute to those very, very broad population indicators.
Wow.
And so we're involved in doing that internally within the Family Center. The network of parent-child centers is involved in doing that, and so are all the departments of state government.
All right. This is an unfair question, but I'll ask anyway. So if you had to guess right now, what do you think is going to be the answer to that third question of where you've made a qualitative difference?
We know it.
That, okay.
One of the ways that we know it is because people tell us. You can see the change in families who are tentative about their parenting to families who feel more confident about their parenting. For example, when Chris was talking about some of the parent education workshops that we offer, we ask parents a set of questions about their knowledge and their confidence of parenting before they take the class. And then we ask them the same set of questions afterwards. And we keep track, not by individual, but as a collective, what change has happened for these families. And we are being asked more deeply than ever to document that information and to communicate it back to the legislature and to the agencies of state government that we have contracts with, and to private funders who are supporting activities that we do.
Does this make sense to you, or is it just a giant hassle?
Oh, it definitely makes sense to me, especially the question, is anyone better off? Because that's the reason why the Family Center of Washington County exists, to help parents do the good job of parenting that they want to do for their children. And our mission to foster the positive growth and development of young children and their families means that the children will be better off and the parents will be better off. So it definitely makes sense to monitor this. It's tricky because usually there's not cause and effect in something as complex as human development, family development, child development. So it's not a direct line, but all of us working together, schools, home health agencies, mental health agencies, parent-child centers, families, all of us working together make impacts in reaching those very broad systems goals, like children are ready for school and youth choose healthy behaviors and the other goals that are identified.
Talking with Lee Lauber, she's the executive director of the Family Center of Washington County. Chris Robertson is a parent education specialist there. Let me take a moment of your time to remind you about our good friends at Jet Service Envelope. If you're looking for a great local printer, we encourage you to call our friends at Jet Service Envelope. Just had another couple of clients, Jeff Blow told me last week, so that's great news. So if you have newsletters, brochures, need some new envelopes, new letterhead as part of your business, give the folks at the Jet a call. You can reach them at 229-9335, 229-9335. Their webpage is jetservice-envelope.com. You can try to do printing projects in-house. I'm not going to stop you from doing that, but you may want to consider having a project or two done by the folks at Jet Service Envelope, and I would dare say you'll be reconsidering whether or not to do any more projects in-house after that. Just leave it to the experts. When you have a plumbing problem, yes, you call a plumber. When you need a printing project done, call a printer. 229-9335 and on the web at jetservice-envelope.com.
When Town & Country Honda became 802 Honda, we wanted to make sure all the things our customers like best about us stayed the same. Let's hear what they love the most. Here's Jane from Montpelier.
I have returned to the Honda dealership. I think it's a reliable car. I like the style of it. I have purchased 6 Accords. The first one in 1987 up to our present one. And we usually trade around every 5 or 6 years.
So this is our pledge to continue to give you the same high level of satisfaction that our customers brag about while also offering low prices that can't be beat. We're driving to be your number one Honda dealer in Vermont. We're easy to find. Click on 802honda.com to research your next car. Call 223-9700 to speak to one of our low pressure consultants. Drive. Take 89 to exit 7. We're less than 1 minute off the interstate. 802 Honda. Driving to be your number one Honda dealer in Vermont.
Vermont Community Loan Fund borrower and Vermont business owner Bob Light talks about the Vermont Community Loan Fund.
When my wife Lee and I wanted to expand our Hollister Hill Farm bed and breakfast and to expand our farm store, we looked around for a loan. Traditional lenders weren't interested in our business plan. Then we heard about the Vermont Community Loan Fund. The loan fund looks at lending differently. It isn't just about the bottom line. It's about building Vermont's future, Vermont's businesses and jobs.
The Vermont Community Loan Fund is a mission-driven lender. We focus on people, not profits. We're lending money to Vermont's small businesses to help them succeed.
The Loan Fund really looked at the whole picture with us. They saw how we were an asset to Vermont. Now, we're growing and proud to contribute to what makes Vermont work.
If you're looking for a business loan, look at the Vermont Community Loan Fund, where we look at lending differently. Visit investinvermont.org.
My name is Pat Watson, and I have been a resident of Copley Woodlands for almost 8 years.
I am Ann Bongiorno, Pat's daughter.
When I moved to Copley Woodlands, I didn't know one single soul outside of Penny, Kathy, and my daughter and her family. I am an avid bridge player, and one of the first things I found out was there was a bridge group. So I called up, and I met 24 people that day. I'd also met about 45 people at Copley. And before you knew it, I had a whole group of new friends that was just marvelous.
Copley Woodlands really offers so much for the family, for your loved one. They have a well-rounded, caring facility, and it's where I would like to go when I retire.
I would really urge people to do this early, to participate in all the things that Copley offers.
Enjoy independent retirement living at Copley Woodlands in Stowe, Vermont. Visit CopleyWoodlands.com.
All right, we're back. Continue our discussion. We've been talking about the Family Center of Washington County. We've been chatting with Lee Lauber, who's the executive director. Also, Chris Robertson, who's a parent education specialist. And, you know, we, of course, haven't gotten to the main event here, which is the most important thing. So, Chris, do you want to start us off here on the fun day, that's Family Fun Day that's coming up? And when is it?
Yeah, Family Center Family Fun Day. It's going to be this year, Saturday, March 15th from 10 to 1 p.m. at Union Elementary School in Montpelier. And this is a free event for families. It's also our 20th year the Family Center's done Family Fun Day. Lee was just telling me that we started back in 94. I came on board in 99. This is my 15th time or so doing it. But it's a great event if you're having cabin fever and you need to get out of the house. Please come to Family Fun Day. We're going to have as our headliner Troy Wonderly, who's his one-man circus show. And if you don't know Troy, he is the ringmaster from Circus Smirkus. Incredibly talented individual. His one-man show is big unicycles. He's an amazing juggler, a lot of humor in his act, and that's going to be the main thing. There's also going to be myself. I'll be playing my music. Christopher Arn is flying purple guitar. I'll be doing that in the gym, so come rap, rock, and roll. But we've also got other activities, face painting, playgroup, story time. And Troy actually is going to start off doing a circus workshop in the gym. He's got all kinds of Diablos and juggling balls and scarves and peacock feathers. And that's a fun activity for the whole family to come in, all ages, from your little ones to your teenagers even, come in and learn some juggling skills with Troy. And we couldn't do this whole thing without our sponsors. I think we have 14 sponsors that range from our big ones.
Yep. Start here, brother.
Yeah. Blue Cross, Blue Shield, National Life, to our smaller ones. I can't list them all. RB Technologies, Onion River Sports, Woodbury Mountain Toys, all of our sponsors will have their banners and promotional materials available at Family Fun Day. So that's it. And again, it's free. So come on down. So
Lee, you going to be juggling anything? It sounds like you've been doing a lot of juggling with grants and things like that. So grant applications?
I do a lot of juggling with grant and other funding applications. I'm not nearly as good as my six-year-old granddaughter at juggling physical things. So I think I'm going to leave the juggling expertise in the family to her and make sure that she has a chance to learn from Troy that day.
Sounds like it's really going to be a fun day. It sounds like it's a nice sort of break from some of the other harder activities that you guys do.
It is, and we plan it in March for a really particular reason. As Chris said, cabin fever, and this winter has been so snowy and so cold and so tumultuous with different weather. We know that Sometimes at town meeting day, we are seeing mud. This year, we're seeing still foot or more of snow on the ground. So people need a chance to get out of the house and to meet with other families. We call it Family Fun Day, and that really is what it is. And the kids love to participate in the circus activities. Chris is probably too modest to say this about himself, but I watch him every year. There are, tens of kids who are dancing and singing and just totally into the music that's coming out of Chris's mouth and out of the Flying Purple guitar. And it's just a really fun day for families. We also have materials about the Family Center that are on display. So if people want to know more about parent education workshops or playgroups or other specialized services, there's staff people there to answer questions. And we really build that capacity to make sure that everybody who has a young child has a knowledge that there are fun things to do that are free in the community to make activities for parents and kids to be together in fun ways and to learn what else is out there to support them. Another agency that's helping us with Family Fun Day is the Kellogg Hubbard Library here in Montpelier. They will be doing story times every half hour on that Saturday. So it's a great opportunity for some different agencies in the community to work together to put this event on for kids and families.
Lee, thanks very much for joining us. And again, I'll repeat that the phone number is 262-3292, if I'm reading my handwriting right.
That's right.
You are.
FCWCVT.org for more information, too.
Excellent. Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you again, Mark.
Yeah, you too, Lee. Thanks very much. Right. And I'm glad you made it back. Chris,
thanks
for joining us, too. And it's always great to see you. You know, first award winner, the computer from the Mark Johnson Show. It's awesome to hear.
Still working.
That's amazing.
Still working,
that's
absolutely.
Amazing.
And, you know, I recorded on my computer the PSA for Family Fun Day with my daughter Carly and my son Matthew. So hopefully you can debut that a little later. Coincidentally, March 15th is the date of Family Fun Day. That's my son Matthew's 8th birthday. Hi, Matthew. How you doing? I got to say hi to my daughter Carly as well, whose birthday is actually today, March 3rd. So happy birthday to both of you.
Oh, my gosh. All right. any other relatives you want to talk? Okay.
Oh, I can say my wife Jamie's still a huge fan of yours. So.
Okay.
Yeah, she was on with me when we won the computer. So.
Perfect note to end on. All right. Thanks for coming in. We're going to take a quick break. Before we do, though, let me remind you about our good friend Mike Russell at the Tailor Shop in Stowe's Lower Village. If you need to get clothing adjusted inward or outward or even repaired, Mike can do excellent work for you. That's what happens when you have somebody who has 50-plus years of experience. Mike is located in Stowe's Lower Village. It is the Tailor Shop. He's open on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I encourage you on Monday, particularly some of you that are procrastinators like me, if you just get the items in the car, that's step one. And then if you're in the village, then you're not saying, oh, if I only put those things in the car, they'll already be there. And they need to get adjusted, so you can't wear them. So don't worry about that. So stopping up, you can see Mike. He opens the doors at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And he is right on the right-hand side of Route 100 as you head up towards Stowe from Waterbury. You'll see the sign for the Lower Village. Then you'll see the Shell station. He's the next driveway past that. That's the Tailor Shop. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back after this.
Did your health plan get extended through March? Or maybe you don't have health insurance at all. Either way, now is the time to get a health plan and the peace of mind that goes with it. March 15th is the last day to sign up for a plan that starts April 1st. But why wait? Apply now. Visit VermontHealthConnect.gov. Or call 855-899-9600 to find the plan that's right for you. Again, that's VermontHealthConnect.gov or 855-899-9600. Get covered today.
For a safe, clean, and easy ride, the bus is one amazing deal. So wherever life takes you, let GMTA take the wheel.
Isn't it time you went public? Public transit, that is. GMTA, your public transportation provider, offers the most affordable and easy way to get to work and save you money. Check out GMTA's connecting commuter routes for just $2, serving Montpelier, Waterbury, Morrisville, Barrie, Berlin, St. Jay, Stowe, and now Northfield. Looking for even greater savings? Go online and purchase a 10-ride or monthly pass at gmtaride.org. So check out how Going Public can offer you huge savings in time and money. For more info, give us a call at 223-7287 or go to gmtaride.org.
Let GMTA take the wheel.
GMTA.
Let GMTA take the wheel.
Cancer is a disease that affects us all. This year, over 1.8 million people will be diagnosed with cancer, almost three times the population of Vermont. Hi, this is Dave Birmingham from Twin City Subaru, 802 Toyota, and 802 Honda. We all know someone who's been affected by cancer, maybe even you. The good news is, we can all help. The American Cancer Society's Relay for Life Nordic Style is coming up, and we're proud to be a sponsor. The event is March 22nd at the Trapp Family Lodge in Stowe. You can snowshoe, cross-country ski, or walk to support this great cause. You can also have some fun and escape the dreaded cabin fever. The American Cancer Society helps so many people in Vermont. Most importantly, they support research to help find a cure. Two out of three people are surviving cancer, but until everyone survives, we need to keep searching for a cure. Help us finish the fight. To donate or join this event, go to relayforlife.org/NordicStyleVT, because cancer never takes a break. VTCars.com is proud to support Relay for Life Vermont.
You have a responsibility on town meeting day. Your right to defend yourself is under attack. The measures on the ballot are not what they seem. You're going to be asked to vote on prohibiting guns from bars, but that's not all you'd be voting for. This charter change applies to any establishment that serves alcohol. If this change passes, you can't even leave your gun in the trunk of your car in a restaurant's parking lot while you eat. If discovered, your gun could be confiscated on the spot, or you could spend 90 days in jail. It's estimated that three-quarters of Vermont households have guns. Shouldn't Burlington bars and restaurants themselves get to decide if they want all that business? Vermont has close to the lowest rate of crimes involving firearms in the United States. What problem are they trying to fix? Tell Burlington to keep its hands off Vermont tradition and law. Tell cities and towns they don't get to make their own gun laws. Self-defense is a human right. Don't just vote it away. Vote no on all three gun control measures on March 4th. The Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs paid for this message. Like us on Facebook and find out more about the issues at vtfsc.org.
Hey, a moment of your time for friends right down the road at Red Hen Cafe and Bakery, right off of Interstate 89, exit 9 in Middlesex. Looking for a great place to go for lunch today? Haven't made your decision yet? Why not make it Red Hen Cafe and Bakery? You know the food there is going to be great. You know the atmosphere is outstanding. And it's just a nice, convenient place to meet. You can have private conversations there as well, too. So great sandwiches. Make two fabulous soups each and every day. Right there in-house, they make those. And also some of the best baked goods you're going to find out there. How about some of their delicious croissants, those Danish, and a sticky bun or two will make the kids happy if you bring that home for them. So stop in and see Randy, Eliza, rest of the really nice people that work at Red Hen Cafe and Bakery. And we always appreciate when you give us a shout out when you go there, and our other great sponsors, too. Red Hen Cafe and Bakery, right off of Interstate 89, exit 9 in Middlesex. Coming up tomorrow, it is town meeting day. We're going to talk about some of the statewide issues going on. We'll talk with Ann Galloway of Vermont Digger. We're also going to take from her on where things stand here, kind of at the halfway point of the legislative session. We're also going to check in with the Burlington mayor tomorrow, Moreau Weinberger. We'll get preview on. There's some really interesting issues going up in Burlington. Couple of actual real races going on. There's a redistricting plan. And, of course, the what you've been hearing ads running on this station talking about, the couple of proposals that deal with guns. So we'll talk about that. Of course, any of those issues that get, if they do pass in Burlington, which I would say is probably likely, they do have to get then approved by the Vermont legislature, which I would say is unlikely. So on that note, let me share with you a couple of pieces from the mailbag this morning. And Maxine writes in to say the following, talking about some of these ads. She says the following. Dear Mark, I listen to your show every day and have enormous respect for you, your choices, and your style of interviewing. Please continue with your good attitudes and expertise. You are needed. Please pass this email along to the station. I have two observations regarding ads. One, because of your repeated ads for the Jamison Insurance Agency, I finally called them a few weeks ago. Mr. Jamison came to Montpelier, met with me, and was most helpful. I would like you to know that these ads have power. Well, that's good news. Number two, given what I've just said about the power of repeated ads, I'd like someone to know of my deep concern about the often repeated, I could say, bombardment ad now running, talking about the gun issue. She goes on to say, yes, I know there is freedom of speech and non-discrimination, but given the major issues around guns now in the United States, it seems to me that the emotional approach of a baby boomer woman under attack, a polished recording, type of background music, script, frequency, etc., reap of deep pockets being tapped to throw money around to influence a voting issue out of proportion to what the opposing view can muster. I ask that you find a way to limit the over-the-top frequency of this gun ad, and she goes on and continues. Well, we do not do that here at the radio station. We do not, once we open it up to advertising, we do not restrict it in that way, particularly ads that deal with political-type issues. People on the other side, welcome to advertise, too. I did hear a report this morning that talked about how the folks opposing this, you know, spent some $15,000, and the supporters of this claim that they'd spent about $1,000. So, you know, it's really not anything that we would call a high-stakes campaign in this state. That's even in this state. But that's some of the numbers that I've heard. But we open up this forum here, this radio station, to advertising, and it's come one and really come all on that. A moment of your time, speaking of the internet, for our friends at Green Mountain Access, if you're looking for an outstanding local internet service provider, make it our friends at gmavt.net. You can call them toll free, and that's easy to do at 1-888-321-0815. That's 1-888-321-0815. And they're on the web at gmavt.net. Jim from Huntington writes in, we were talking earlier in the program with Frank Bryan about where things stand with town meeting. He says, Mark, for what it's worth, the town of Huntington will have 700 vote on Tuesday via Australian ballot for the union school budget, but maybe 75 will be on hand to vote for the town portion of the budget at town meeting. This has been the trend, he says, for the last 10 years. So it's an interesting story. You know, where will things stand in 20 years as it comes to a town meeting? Interesting. All right. Also coming up on the program tomorrow, a very interesting book on HIV and AIDS. And it's a really totally different take than anything you've heard. So we'll chat about that coming up on the program tomorrow. We'll talk a little town meeting as well, as I mentioned, too. That's going to wrap things up for today. Thanks very much for joining us. Hope you have a great rest of the day and that you do come back and join us same time, same place tomorrow, right here on these great radio stations. This is FM 96.1 WDEV Warren, broadcasting from the top of Sugarbush, FM 96.5 in Berrien, Montpelier, and AM 550 WDEV Waterbury, Montpelier. News is next.
AP Radio News.